Hey everyone, and welcome to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 3, entitled The Dog. It was written by Jack Loguis, who has worked on shows such as Sons of Anarchy, The Walking Dead, and Street Time. And it was directed by Adam Davidson, who has done work on Hell on Wheels, Community, and About a Boy.
Okay.
Yes. So before we get into our recap, Gary, what did you think of the episode overall?
Oh, wow. I wasn't a big fan of this particular episode. I'm a fan of the show, but this episode could have been done better. To me, it seemed rushed. It was forced.
Okay. I liked the episode, and I guess we'll hear more about your likes and dislikes when we get into the episode, but I like the episode. I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead. It's probably my top five favorite series of all time. I just love it. So I guess I just naturally like Fear of the Walking Dead. I mean, of course, there's some things you're yelling at the TV, like, stop that, don't do that, kill that person. But we have to remember that this is pre-Walking Dead. They don't know what's going on. So I appreciate it for what it is, because it would actually be weird to me. People are just going around shooting people in the head. And it's like, what the hell? You don't even know what they were or are. So I like the episode. I can't wait till we get to the end. So
I understand that people don't know what's going on, but their lack of survival skills, that kind of puzzles me.
I would say it would be the same way here in the real world. I would say it would be the same way here. I think so.
I doubt it.
Because we're so skeptical about everything. No one would believe that that's happening. They'd be like, what the hell? So even though zombies aren't in that world, and I know you're going to talk a little bit more about that later, but
it's not just that. It's survival skills on just a natural level. I mean, we're built to survive. We're built to run when we need to run. I mean, if I hear a dog barking when I walk down the street, if the dog sounds like it's loose, I'm out of there.
Yeah. I guess that's...
I don't have to see the dog. And if I see the dog, it's even worse. I'm running faster.
You would think so, but I think with technology and just the way the world is now, I don't think we'd be real quick to survive and adapt. Like, how many people know how to change a tire? Just like they talked about in the first episode, how many people know how to make a fire? If you don't have a stove, you don't have matches, you don't have a lighter, how would you make a fire? I know we've seen the movies, they stick wood together, you know, unless you're a Cub Scout.
I agree with what you're saying, but I'm speaking more of survive on a bodily harm, don't harm my body type of way. Don't get too close to me type of way.
Yeah, and I know, and I agree with that part.
There's like a different survivals.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a lot of people will be fucked if we out in nature.
Yeah.
And the power went off there, like it did there. A lot of people would be messed up.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know how to maneuver around without the lighter, without, you know, the grocery bought chicken.
Yeah.
But as far as survival technique when you feel like your life is in danger is much different.
Yes, in some ways, yes, I agree. Like, I'm always kind of aware of my surroundings when people are close to me. Like, sometimes I'm not aware of my surroundings. If they're far away, I'm not really paying attention to something that's far away. But if someone came up and start walking close to me, I would be paying attention. Like, whoa, and if they're a stranger, why are they coming this close to me? Why are they coming towards me? Or even if it's a neighbor and they're coming towards me and they're not saying anything, like, I don't know, I would be freaked out. But who knows? Maybe I'm thinking that way. And maybe you're thinking that way because we know what they are.
Well, I mean, let's just take the walkers or zombies out of the equation.
Okay.
If I'm walking down the street and it's nighttime and I hear footsteps behind me, my antennas are already going.
Yeah.
I'm already a standoffish. I'm trying to look behind me, see who's walking up on me so quick.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's just a survival technique.
Okay, well, take that for example. You're walking, you hear footsteps behind you, you get alert, but you turn around into your neighbor, and they look like they're hurt. Now, what would you do? Would your first instinct be to run away? Like, what the hell? Or would you be like, hey, what's wrong with you?
It depends on how my neighbor's looking. Like, my neighbor bugged out, coming at me, drooling.
Right.
it's a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I could be at home and you're not here. I'm laying in bed and I hear something sound like a squeak outside the door or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something sounds like it's in a house. The house, I guess, is settling. I don't know. And I'm jumping out. Like, who's out there?
Right,
what's
right.
going on?
Yeah. No, I agree. Because even some things, I mean, there's some things the characters do. And I'm like, okay, really? You've already seen, you know, you've seen a couple zombies right now. You've seen a couple walkers right now. But some of them, I'm like, I can understand. But some of them, I'm like, bullshit. You know, I call bullshit.
Right. So. Right. Let's get into it.
Okay, well, if you this is your first time listening to our podcast, go back and listen to the other two. But if it's your first time listening, for real, we don't go over scene by scene as we do with several of our other podcasts. We kind of just, we want to have just fun with this show and just talk about what we liked about it, what we don't like about it, and then we have some fun at the end with some awards. So let's start off with our likes. Nick's drug addiction is still big in the show, which is a big like for us.
Oh, yeah, that's a plus.
You know, we see so many times on shows someone gets hurt or something.
Let me correct that. It's not a plus that he's on drugs.
Right.
But it's good that they're still highlighting it.
Yes, they're not just making it go away. Because sometimes you see on shows someone gets punched in the face and they have a black eye, and then the next episode, there's no black eye. And it's like, what happened to the black eye? It just was there for a day.
And in his case, what happened to his addiction?
Yeah, what happened to his addiction?
So I'm glad he's still an addict.
Yes.
Is that
a recovering addict somewhat, or trying to work through it?
Well, he's just an addict right now.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
He's not even on his way to recovering. But.
But I liked how he was crushing up his pills, even though Madison, she was like, dude, just kind of be normal for once. Just swallow him. He's like, dude, who's the expert? Like, this is his mom he's talking to. So, like, it was just so real, because I can only imagine that an addict is like, they don't have time to sugarcoat stuff when shit's real, you know? They're like, kind of like, you know, have you seen those signs where people have the sign and they're like, we'll work for food, or homeless need money
right.
for food. There's a sign where we've seen several people, like even on internet. And I think I've seen one in real life where it was like, I'm homeless, but I need money for my drugs, or I need money for alcohol. So
yeah.
Like, that's like just being real with it. Not saying it's right, but I feel like that's the type of character Nick would be if he ever was on the street with the sign. It would be like, need money for my drug re-up. So I just like that. Even just showing him breaking into the neighbor's house at the end.
Yeah, that was a real addict move.
Yeah, like, shit has just gotten real. You've seen people die in front of you in the last 24 hours. You've seen like 3 or 4 people die, but you're still trying to get your fix.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I mean, I hope he's still trying to get his fix. I hope he's not trying to steal stuff and try to hit to a pawn shop or something.
Well, speaking of, when you say pawn shop, it made me think of the guy that was taking out his trash. It was like, dude, everyone was online. It was like, trash ain't coming anymore. So Nick better know that no pawn shops are open, dude. It's not happening. And just even knowing where the gun is, his neighbor's gun, because he was going to steal it. So it was just like another like attic type of thing. You know, they need... He might know where they keep a watch or keep something.
Yeah, he said he knows where he keeps where they keep their gun, because he tried to steal it before.
Yeah, he tried to steal it before. So like, he was just so honest. I love Nick. He's my favorite character. And then he was also, him being pissed at Madison for giving up some of his drugs to Mrs. Salazar. He's like, dude, she's a stranger. Like, and then she's like, well, she's in pain. And then he's like, no, I'm in pain too. So I like that whole... them just bringing it up, and I'm pretty sure by the end of the season it'll kind of be done, but
right.
We'll see.
Well, I'm not sure what his drug of choice is.
Heroin. Uh-huh.
Okay. But let's take if we're doing like a surviving a Walking Dead in a hood or something.
Right.
And you know, they put a heroin addict in the mix with them. But think about, you know, they're putting a crackhead in the mix with you. It's going to be kind of harder to survive, because, you know, crackhead got to make crackhead moves. He's
right.
Just trying to do it what he do, and you're trying to, and, you know, you're just trying to survive. You're just trying to get going, get this place, get away. And
right.
You know, he's still on a mission. So I like how they put the addict in, you know, in a circle with them.
Right.
You know, it's to make it all more interesting.
Well, and we'll see how long it lasts. They somewhat did it on The Walking Dead. If you guys remember Bob, I think it was in season 3, season three, I believe. Was he in season three? Who knows? Season four, when they went on that mission. I think it was season four now, I think about it. They went on that mission, and he tried to grab some alcohol, and he fought for that bag, and they're like, damn, he fought hard for that bag, and then realized, oh, it's because his alcohol was in there. So, yeah. You know, someone actually got killed on that mission, kind of due to Bob trying to steal the alcohol.
Right.
He made it make noise, zombies came, blah, blah, blah. So that was just like a small thing of it, and him battling that addiction. So I guess this was their chance to do, like, you know, that was kind of important. Let's remember these things. Like, they even brought up mental illness on The Walking Dead. Like, what do you do with someone that's mental, you know, has mental illness? The little girl that killed her sister. Spoiler alert if you're not watching Walking Dead. But so I like that they're doing that again on this show, because it's so easy to forget these things. You know, forget people who have a drug addiction, forget people who have a mental disorder, or are we going to see someone in a wheelchair? Like, how are they getting by? Are they just screwed, you know?
Right.
So I don't know what other cases they can do. We already have a baby on The Walking Dead, so we'll see what else.
Yeah, I don't want to do the baby thing again.
Yeah, some people hate the baby thing. I don't mind it. I don't mind the baby thing.
You know, it's hard making moves with a baby.
Yeah, just put her on her back and keep moving.
Yeah.
All right, so next is loyalty. Loyalty, or the question of loyalty, was big in this episode. We see both families, the Clarks and the Travis's family. I don't know their last name. We see them discussing whether to go on without each other, you know? Madison and her kids are kind of like, when they're waiting around for Travis, let's go. He probably went to his family. Madison's like, no, we're his family. He didn't just leave us. And
right.
Chris is telling his dad, let's go. Like, just the three of us. We don't need to go find Madison and her kids. Let's just go.
And that right there made me question Madison's and Travis' relationship. I question, how long have they really been together? Because you have Nick on one hand that seems like he don't care too much for Travis. And we find out before that Nick's father died.
Yes.
Madison's first husband died.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, is Travis the first man that was brought into your life since then? If that's why Nick have a big problem with Travis.
I don't think he has a big problem with Travis. I think it's they're teenagers, for one, or young adults. This is not their parents. This is not their biological dad or someone that has raised them. So it doesn't matter to me if they've been together for a year, 2 years. I think he would feel the same way. It's like, okay, like, you know, my mom was married, and it was just like, if something happened, it doesn't matter how long she was married to him, it would just be like, let's go.
Well, I can't see it being longer than a year, because Travis seemed like a nice guy, and it's really hard trying to hate a nice person.
It is, but in Nick's defense, yeah. He was like, he thinks Travis just went back to his family. Shit has gotten real.
But I'm even going back to the first episode,
mm-hmm.
when Nick seemed like he had a problem with Travis.
I don't think I've ever really seen Nick have a problem with Travis.
And also, it seems like Chris have a problem with Travis being with his new family.
Well, of course. I mean, I can see it both ways.
But I'm saying that I can't see it that way over a long period of time. Like, let's give him 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
If your father haven't been with you for 3 years in your household, and then maybe this year he decided to move on with somebody else, I guess after a certain time, you're going to get used to your father not being there. You're going to be used to the separation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seemed kind of fresh to me.
It does seem fresh. I don't think I would give it more than 2 years, but maybe they'll bring that up a little bit later in the series. I think Chris is always going to kind of have those ill feelings because he probably wants his mom and dad to be together. And then as far as Nick and Nick's problem with Travis, I don't really think he has a problem with Travis. I just think they, you know, they're teenagers. Their first instinct is just to not like the guy that mom's dating, because their dad is dead. And based on little things that they say, we know that their dad was the drug addict, which is why they think that Nick got it from the dad. So,
okay.
I don't know. I like the whole discussion of loyalty. You know, let's leave them. And even the Salazars, like Daniel Salazar, even though his wife is hurt, and right now they could really use Travis's family's help. And their best bet is to stay with Travis's family.
And when I seen the Salazar, their situation, their conversation, it brought me back to The Walking Dead. Because we seen that conversation before at the farm.
Okay, with Herschel and Maggie and them, yeah.
Right, right. So it was like deja vu seeing that conversation again.
Yeah, because we remember season two, Walking Dead, Herschel, he didn't let them come in his house at first. And it was kind of like, you can stay here, but I really don't want you to.
And when it was time to leave, Herschel was, I guess, skeptical about leaving with them.
Well, Herschel, when they left, they had to leave because the zombies overtaked the farm. But even then, Herschel, he wanted them to leave his farm prior to all that happening.
Right.
So, and that's the kind of the same with the Salazar and Travis, their conversation. Because Salazar is like, you know, when we leave the barbershop, we'll go our separate ways. But in the end, he ended going with Travis because his wife got hurt. But he was kind of like, Travis, let's not keep count, you know, score of who's helping who. Like, he didn't want to be in anyone's debt. So it's that big thing of loyalty and not wanting to owe anyone. And we've all been there, you know, of like, oh my gosh, if I ask this person for a favor, they're going to ask me, does that mean now I owe them a favor? But I just like that whole part of it, the whole loyalty and, you know, just questioning, like, do we need each other? And it makes me think of Lost, season one, episode one, when Jack says we either live together or die alone. So I can bring everything back to Lost. All right. We have our zombie kills. We had several zombie kills this episode, and I loved them all. I loved them all. We have the zombie that was eating the police officer in the beginning. And I'm going to call them the infected because I have a feeling that's what the show's going with. They said the infected several times, so I think that's our new walker word.
Yeah.
But so we get the police officer. Well, it looks like two police officers, the police eating the police. What'd you think of that one?
I thought it was stupid, to be honest with you.
Why?
I just thought it was where it took place at was stupid.
Like the middle of a riot.
It's the middle of a riot, and you see an officer bend down, eating another officer.
Mm-hmm.
And no one sees that.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. I guess you can kind of put it on the dislike side. Because
one person, somebody's going to see it and say, what the fuck is going on there?
Chris did. He's like, dad. And he's like, Travis's like, we got to go, dude. But yeah, it would have seemed that the riding kind of would have stopped because I'm like, what the hell? Like, even if it was a fight, because no one's fighting in this. I could see if there was several fights going on.
Yeah.
It would have been more believable. Like, oh, they're not paying attention because there's several fights. People are wrestling. They don't know what's going on. But everyone else was just destroying stuff where they're the only ones on the ground.
Then what you see is two police officers making out on the ground in the middle of a riot.
Yeah. So I still thought it was cool. I guess it doesn't make sense at the same time that it would actually happen. But I thought it was cool. Because I thought it was cool due to the fact that it's so crazy no one's paying attention.
Yeah. But I did like the zombie kill, Daniel killing the zombie. Mr. Salazar.
That was so freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah, like, he's badass, for
that
real.
That face was so scary. I don't even know if we've seen... Well, we probably have seen a scary zombie like that on Walking Dead, but that was scary.
I just never seen... It seems like this zombie right here, these fresh zombies, are harder to kill.
Well, technically they are, and a lot of people talk about that on social media. You have to think about it. Like, these zombies are pretty much almost human. They just died. So imagine how hard it is to stab a human in the head versus the zombies on Walking Dead where, you know, they're 2-3 years now into the future. The zombies are old. That's technically still a dead body. So they're decaying. So it's easier. You know, we've seen zombies get ripped apart. Someone pull at their arms and it's ripping because that skin, that flesh is dead.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm okay with that. And actually, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But yeah, Daniel Salazar killing that zombie, that was so freaking scary and so cool.
It was cool.
Another zombie kill that I liked was the hospital killings. When they went to the hospital, we kind of already knew as the audience that was the last place they wanted to go because people die at hospitals.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, so they're going to be coming back to life. But I thought it was cool. You hear the police officers say, like, stop or we will shoot. And they're not stopping and... They have to, like, kill all those people. Well, they're already dead, but all those zombie kills, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. And then just even seeing the hospital up in smoke, you know, the ambulance is crashed, it's on fire. And
And you know what's so funny about this? Mm-hmm. It seems like every type of zombie movie, there's always a building on fire when a zombie's coming out of it. Like, yeah. Who started down fires?
Yeah.
are the zombies
at the hospital?
I'm just saying, are the zombies starting a fire?
Yeah, at the hospital, how did a fire start? I could see in the riots fire start because people were just acting a fool there. But yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe someone threw a flare gun.
But I wonder who decided that a fire would be cool no matter what the situation. As long as it's a dangerous situation, let's just put a fire right there.
And a fire is always cool because it screams danger, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It just. But now just thinking about it, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Like, what, a zombie before he walked out, did he light a match?
I did think that, too. I said, how did he get on smoke? But I'm like, oh, it's all that smoke coming out. But I was like, who cares, Nicole? Just go with it. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, I guess it is a bullshit, call bullshit to it, but at the same time, it was still cool. What else I liked about it was the fact that that has to be super scary. Like, a hospital, the police station... Those are like two places you know you can always go to and be safe, you know?
Right.
There's so many places in the world now, like even movie theaters aren't safe. So the hospital and a police station, you know you can get help there. Like, you know you're safe. So to see a hospital, the place that you know usually someone can be there and you'll get help, and it's no longer a safe place, it had to be scary. So I really liked that scene. And then finally, them just trying to keep everything under control. We saw a lot of police getting involved. We saw a lot of the military coming involved. And we even see the family. And everybody thinks that they still don't realize what's happening. Like, they think this is something that they can control, that they can kind of stop and control it.
And I think that's the best part of this show.
Mm-hmm.
That they still don't have a concept of what's really going on.
Right.
They think that maybe this is something that's temporary. These people get help, maybe a flu shot or something.
Right.
And they get better. I don't know. But that's the cool part about it, because they don't know that this right here is forever.
Yes.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. And there's been discussions online, like the police officer in the last episode, him getting the water. Like, was that wrong of him? You know, he's a police officer. Shouldn't he stop and help? But in the same time, the military. But... maybe call me a coward, whatever. I'm looking at these police officers and these military people. I'm like, man, go home to your family and run. Like, this shit's not going to work. You can't come in here with shields and try to break up a riot. That's a lost cause right there, you know?
Yeah, he probably was off duty.
The police officer put in the water?
Yeah, his shift probably was over.
His shift was over.
He was like, yeah, I'm about to jump in this riot.
Okay.
I'm about to start looting, too.
Yeah, I like that, but we see that they're losing control, because when they leave the hospital, after they leave the hospital, all the lights in the city are going out.
And I think that was the coolest part of the show.
Yeah.
Seeing them ride and seeing how beautiful the city looks at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, seeing the lights go out.
Yes. That had to be super scary.
And now on that part, I'm wondering, or I'm thinking to myself, it has begun.
Mm-hmm. You know, when the lights go out, yeah, it's begun. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, I think. It's been several years since we've had, like, a power outage here. Or at least it's affected us. But you hear it, like, every day. Well, not every day. But, like, when it happens, the next day I'll hear, like, oh, this county was out of power for, like, 5 hours. And so imagine when it's news that a county was out of power for a couple hours in the middle of the night. Imagine what it would be like if, like, a whole city, like Los Angeles.
And I guess we know that. When the power goes out, it's not coming back on.
Right, yeah. In the real world, yes. Usually power comes back on a couple hours. But we know in Walking Dead world, power goes out, it's not coming back on. I mean, there were some instances where the neighbor's lighting kept flickering on and off when Madison and them were in the house. But other than that, we know that power goes off, it's not coming back. So I really liked that. I really liked that whole them just trying to keep control. And then even the military putting the signs on the door, which is a real thing. Yes, at the same time, it's useless. I guess people will know there's no zombies or something in a certain house if it has zero, because that zero, then putting the X on the doors and on the wall. So I like that. Even someone on Reddit had an up-close sign of what those signs mean. So if you want to go to Reddit and just look that up, someone was very helpful with that. So I thought that was cool. All right, so before we get into our dislikes, I just want to remind you guys that you can reach us at dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com to let us know what you're thinking of the show, and we will discuss it on the podcast. Or you can also reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter, and we can discuss those comments there as well.
Right.
All right, so now for our dislikes. Gary, why don't you start us off?
All right. Now, my first dislike, it's not really a reflection on this episode. It's just a reflection of the fear of Walking Dead in general. Okay. I was reading online that the creator of the show said that in this, I guess, universe, zombie movies, or they don't know what zombies are. They never seen a zombie movie. They don't have the word zombie. Just all the scary movies we've seen up until, I think this is 2010, right?
Right.
So their 2010 was in our 2010. And, you know, I was kind of weirded out by that for some reason. And, you know, I didn't think about it before. I didn't think about whether these walkers were zombies or whether this. But once it was said, I was like, you know, I don't really like that.
Okay. Why don't you like it?
I think we would have been able to relate more, or have been more relatable, if everything that we went through up into 2010 movies, just world events, everything was also what they went through up into 2010.
Okay. I see what you're getting at, but I guess I'm okay with it, because even if zombies did exist in that universe, I think they would still be having those same reactions. Because
I mean, true. I mean, that's a fact.
You know, who believes in zombies? No one actually believes in zombies.
Right.
So if it happened in real, even if zombies happen today in our world, which, like, we're thinking, if it never happened, it's not real. But imagine if it did, you wouldn't be like, oh, I've seen this on Walking Dead. You'd be like, what the fuck is going on? So I mean,
you're right with that. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. But I'm just saying that I wish that it would have been more, because I'm just put it this way. You brought up to me before about superheroes.
Yes.
Like the difference between the Marvel universe don't know about the DC universe.
Yeah.
But see, that's the difference to me, because I can't relate to the DC or the Marvel universe. I watch that for entertainment, but I can relate to The Walking Dead, because that's something that may never happen in our lifetime. But when I watch the show, I could almost put myself in their shoes.
Yeah.
I could feel like I'm there. I feel like this is something that possibly could happen.
Okay. Well, I see what you're getting at, and I understand. But to me, the likelihood of, you know, zombies happening is the same likelihood of The Flash being real. Like,
I mean, true. But I'm saying that I could relate more to The Walking Dead than I can to, because I can actually put myself in the shoes of The Walking Dead characters.
Okay. I do see that, because Rick doesn't have no special powers. So
yeah, there's no special powers. And yeah. They just walking in regular cities.
Yeah.
They were just downtown Atlanta in one city.
Yeah.
I'm downtown Atlanta all the time.
right. Okay.
So I can see myself actually living in a Walking Dead world rather than like a Star Trek, The Next Generation type galaxy.
Okay.
But like I said, it's not a reflection on the show. I just don't get it. I just don't like that they don't know what zombies are. Even though if they did, they may not have called these right here zombies.
Mm-hmm.
But it just got weird to me when I found that out. But no biggie.
Okay. I would say even if they knew what zombies were, it'd be that same reaction. Because no one would believe it. It's just like ghosts, you know? No one believes in ghosts, except for those few people who do.
I believe in ghosts.
So the Ghostbusters world is weird, real to you then?
Not the Marshmallow Man, not that kind of ghost.
But Slimer, is
no,
that his
not
name?
The Slimer. I'm talking like just you look over in a corner and you could have quickly saw something moving like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That could have been a ghost.
Yeah.
Or a spirit or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying people are skeptical of everything until it, like, actually happens to them, or until, you know, like, UFOs. We've seen so many UFO movies, but no one believes in UFOs until it finally happens one day.
But look, we've seen enough UFO movies that if we saw a spaceship flying, we're going to say, oh, man, that's a UFO.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no, that does make sense, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. But I guess I'm just okay with it.
But like, I was going to say, it's okay, but I think it would have been more relatable if their 2010, their 2011, their 2009. You know, I mean, it makes me question a lot of stuff about them. If zombies didn't do it, does Rick James, is this in the universe? You know, they listen to the same music we listen to in 2009, 2008.
We do see Alicia, you know, have her headphones in, and who's she bumping to?
Yeah, who's she listening to?
I mean,
who was hot in 2010?
I don't know. Beyonce and Taylor Swift, still probably.
Well, I mean, but who is she? See, now you had a question like, who
Black
is she really?
Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas. Like, is that who she's listening to?
I don't know. There may not be no Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, there may not be, but okay.
Road without Black Eyed Peas. That's crazy.
That's crazy, for real.
All right, well, another I don't like, and I know it's been talked about before, but them still not really talking to each other. No one's like telling, like, you know, we'd be screaming at each other, like, oh my gosh, did you see that shit? It's not real. And I thought last week we were talking about how Madison didn't tell Alicia what's going on. I'm like, oh, you know, stuff has gone too far. She's had to tell her. And then, no, we see Madison still did not tell Alicia. Alicia, at the same time, is still not asking questions. Like, what the fuck? Why are you guys acting so crazy?
Why was my boyfriend drooling?
Why was my boyfriend drooling? Why he have the white lips? And then Alicia almost gets killed for it. So that stupidity, it does piss you off. Like, so I don't know if it's some dislike with the show or dislike with, like, oh, I cannot stand that character because they don't do what they should do. So I can't really tell where my feelings lie. Like, I don't know if it's like that show, that their writing is so stupid they should have had Madison tell, or if I just think, no, it's not the show, it's Madison that's so stupid because she didn't tell. So I know it's weird because Madison only does what the show tells her to do. But I don't know. I'm getting too deep into it, but.
Yeah, you're getting extra deep.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I don't get why Madison didn't tell her, like, hey, this is what happened to me. If you see these, stay away from them.
Right, right.
Because, I mean, that's natural human behavior. Like, if they have a pedophile loose in the area and they have their picture up, you're going to show your kid, like, if you see this guy right here, run.
Right.
Don't get in the car with strangers. You know, you're going to explain that to kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's zombies going around eating people and you're not going to explain that?
Yes, definitely.
You know, let me move on.
Okay. Let me just... it's pissing you off?
Yeah. Got a little anger moment right,
right
now.
Right, right. That's what I'm like. I'm getting pissed off. I'm like, okay, Nicole, it's just a show. All right. Well, this kind of, it didn't really piss me off at first. But then when I watched it the second time, I was like, wait a minute. So when Alicia goes back in the house to get the, I don't know what they're called, bullets or whatever.
The shells.
Okay. And all of a sudden... That lady, Suzanne, is it? I don't know. Whatever. Yes. Was her name Suzanne, the neighbor zombie?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, where the hell did she come from? Because they were just in her house, rummaging around, making all types of noise, making everywhere. And then all of a sudden, when Alicia goes back, and that's another thing. The lady's just standing there. Like, zombies don't just be standing there in chill mode. They're always, like, even if they're moving, they're slowly moving.
I guess that was for a fear factor.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, like I said, I didn't know it. The first time around, I was okay with it. But the second time around, I was like, where the fuck was she the first time around? Like, you know, when they were in their house making all that noise.
And they were everywhere in the
everywhere.
House.
Nick was going through drawers and everything, finding guns, finding shells.
I mean, maybe she's as smart as she was hiding behind a door. No. She had to wait to get a one-on-one.
I was just like, okay. Like,
she didn't feel like fighting all of them.
Okay. And then, you know, since we're...
Had to reserve her energy.
Since we're on the subject of Suzanne... Like, I want to know how long she's been dead, because compared to, I forgot the name, Gloria in episode one, Pretty Blonde Zombie, to Suzanne, she looked scary as hell. So it's like, hold on, she looked like she'd been a zombie for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Not like she was just a new zombie.
Right.
And I know they showed those pill bottles, so I'm assuming it's been discussed on Reddit and stuff, like... Did she...
Well, it's been discussed all over social media.
It's been discussed everywhere, yeah. Did she take too many pills? Like, maybe they were sleeping pills, I don't know. And she died? Or did she try to commit suicide on purpose because she was so scared of what was going on? But, like, either way, I'm thinking she took those pills and she died from those pills. But...
Right.
How did she look like that? She looked, like, hella scary.
Yeah, she did.
You know?
She did. She looked like she'd been dead for a while.
She looked like she'd been dead for a long time.
But you know what? I'm going to go back to the beginning of the episode. Because, like I said, you know, I like the show for what the show is. But this episode, I didn't care too much for. And my dislike list is probably to the moon. First thing is, well, let me explain me, myself.
Okay.
I can only explain myself.
Okay.
If I'm in a safe environment, the barbershop, I don't care what's going on outside. Who sounds like they're breaking in? If they're not in yet, or I don't care if I smell smoke coming, because if I don't see fire,
right,
you're not getting me out of that barbershop. That's one thing. I'm not going to say, oh, they're breaking in, we got to go. Or I smell fire, we got to go. I'm in there until they actually get in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not. They could beat on the door, do whatever all day. They're not moving me.
Yeah, someone wrote something on Twitter last night and had me cracking up because they pretty much said that same damn thing.
Yeah, I guess I'm just in extra survivor mode.
Right.
I just want to be safe.
Yeah, I'm a scary person, so I would have been like, no, okay, yeah, I know they're getting closer, but if we go out there, they're not getting closer. We're there in the mix of things. Because
it's a better chance of them trying to break in and getting tired, like, oh, fuck it. This place is locked up too good. Let's go on.
Right.
And I'll take the chance. I'll wait it out before I just open up the door and let them in.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, when they ran to the, I guess, was trying to get away, and they ran to the pickup truck.
Yeah.
What the hell? The pickup truck haven't been touched.
People talked about that a lot. But
the pickup truck wasn't touched at all.
No, I looked on second watch, and the windshield was broken.
That was an old-ass truck. The windshield was already broke when he parked it.
No, the windshield was a little damaged. But at the same time, no one can push a pickup truck. So they're probably pushing cars that were just easier to push and manhandle and stuff like that.
Man, someone's breaking that pickup truck. And they set fires to the police car, set fires to the car, flip cars over. They're not just going to say, oh, this pickup truck has already been through enough. Let's move on.
Yes, but in their defense, because I know a lot of people had a problem with this, but in their defense, there were several cars on the street that were not touched. On second watch, I paid attention.
And that's a big problem. Why weren't those cars? I guess people didn't
want to. They had to go and touch every single car?
You would think so, without everything going on down there. They had to break into every store. Why not break in every car? Why not do the easy stuff first?
Okay. Maybe they felt like, oh, this is my car. I don't know.
Maybe,
I was okay with that.
I mean, maybe he left the keys in the car and somebody decided, like, don't touch this truck. We'll use the getaway truck. After we loot, we're going to put everything in here.
But the thing is, how much damage can you do to a pickup truck? If there's just the part that's there and then there's the
I'm pretty sure you could do a lot of damage.
There's the back part to it. So, I don't know. I didn't really see any problem with it.
I mean, I was watching, like, a riot in Oakland, California. And they people that tore apart a semi-truck.
That's funny you bring it real, because someone actually on Reddit had pictures of the riot in Baltimore, and it showed messed up cars, and then it showed cars that were not messed up.
And that probably was on like the next street over. Nobody made it over there yet.
No, it was like a big picture, and it was showing, not every car was damaged.
Man, you could do that with Photoshop. You could take two different pictures. Like, yeah, the car's right here is messed up, but look, I walked three spaces in this. No, you didn't.
Oh, see, now you sound like Alicia and her friends on episode one when they were watching that video and they see the person get shot a million times and keep coming, and what they think, they thought it was like Photoshop, and now here you are. Everybody's so skeptical of everything. That just proved how skeptical people are, and no one believes anything unless they see it with their own eyes.
I'm saying, if I'm trying to prove a point, I'm not going to prove a point with a picture or two different pictures. Say, look, this right here was right here. And then, like, the next or 2 feet over, this is what this looked like. You know, why don't you show me the messed up trucks right next to the good trucks? Mm-hmm. I would believe that picture.
Okay. I didn't have a problem with it.
Well, it was odd to me. I didn't have a big problem with it because I knew they needed a getaway car.
Right.
I knew they had to get out of there. So, I wish somebody would have kicked in a headlight or something.
And then again, their pickup truck was not right outside of the barbershop. Remember, they had to run because Miss Salazar got hurt. So they had to go a few blocks over in order to get to the pickup truck. I mean, there was still riding going on where the pickup truck was. But you saw when they got in the car and people were like, oh, shit, we forgot this car. And that's when they start trying to attack it, too. I don't know. I was just okay with it.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to wait till they're about to get in to realize, like, oh, man, we missed this truck. Let's get it now since they're trying to get away.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to fast forward. And I'm going to go to, what's the name of the show?
Fear of the Walking Dead.
No. The name of this episode is?
Oh, The Dog.
The Dog. Now, let's talk about The Dog.
Okay.
Let's talk about them letting the dog in the house and not closing the patio door behind the dog. I mean, yeah. The dog had blood coming all out of his face. All down the legs, the fur, blood was everywhere on the dog.
See, I don't want to get no hate mail because was that their dog or whose dog was that?
I don't know who dog that was, but when I was watching it, I was like, man, I hope Peter's not watching this.
Man, people were pissed off last night, or when was that? Sunday night. People were really pissed off about that dog. But me personally, and I'm all for animals, I promise you, but I would not have let that dog in my house. Like, I would have been like, what the hell? Like, a random, I mean, even if it's like the neighbor's dog, I wouldn't have let it in my house. Well, I would just
be
like,
I'm pretty sure they knew the dog.
Okay. Yeah, but then as you saw blood on it, I'm like, I would be in high alert, like, oh shit, there's blood on it. And then I don't know what happened.
I'm just saying, if I would have let the dog in, I would have closed the patio door behind it.
Right.
Now, that's another thing. When I say that I'm in survival mode, super survival mode, when I'm in my house, I'm in my house. I don't care if I open up the window and somebody's looking in at me.
Yeah.
They're going to have to come in and get me.
Yeah. I thought that too.
They're going to have to actually break in my house and actually take me out, carry me out my house.
And I didn't see why they fell. Okay, so there's one walker outside. They are coming towards your house, but there's three of you guys inside your house. Even if you don't have a gun inside your house, there's one person walking. Like, you don't have a bat or something, or a knife, or, I mean, hell, Tobias had his butter knife. Like, I would never have even thought to leave the house at that moment, because why? I'm in the safety of my house.
And that's why I felt like some things in the show was forced. They were forcing stuff to try to give us a reaction.
And get the story moving.
Get the story going. And that right there was a little too forced for me. Now, they should have had the zombie actually trying to get in, actually almost get in. Right? And then I still couldn't see myself leaving the house. I mean, I could see the zombie getting a major ass whooping trying to get in my house.
Right.
You know, even if I don't kill it, it's going to get a couple of hits.
Right. That's what I would have liked to see them have actually tried to, like, physically fight the zombie and then realize that shit was just getting up over and over every time they hit it. And then it would have been like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then, like, maybe leave their house. But, yeah, I would have never left my house unless the zombie actually came inside. And then there's three of us, so I would have felt a little more comfortable. I'm like, speed this shit to death, you know? It's not like you're by yourself.
Let's beat his ass. For real. That's what you would think. I'm not going to leave my house to go get a gun. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Tobias had a butter knife.
Yeah.
And he decided to go solo with his butter knife.
Right.
Okay. I mean, it's like people in this episode left the comfort of their safety to go find danger.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I guess that's the part of it that I just really didn't understand. And it was like just a major dislike for me. I mean, danger is going to really have to find me.
Right. I definitely agree there. Mine was somewhat similar. I didn't like the fact, well, we talked about how we love that zombie kill with Daniel killing the neighbor, Patrick.
Right.
But before he killed him, I didn't like the fact that, and I don't want to know if it was the writing or it's just that I don't like how Travis reacted, but like him trying to talk to the neighbor, like this dude is eating a dog. Like even if he was just a normal everyday person, everyday person doesn't do that. But like even if there was no zombies right now, if I saw someone eating a dog, I would scream and run the hell away. Like there's no rationaling anything with someone that's eating a live animal.
We see this happen with Maddie also last week with the principal.
Right.
When she tried to talk to him, like, we could get you help. But you see, this episode, Maddie wasn't playing that shit.
Yeah. She's like, I can't make shots. She was trying to, like, shoot him, or where's the gun? But still, I think this was even worse than Madison with the principal last week, because this person's eating an animal. I mean, it's not like a chicken that they cooked for dinner. This is a dog, a family pet. That you're eating, ew, it's just so gross. It was like, how do you talk to somebody? How do you look somebody in the eye after that?
Yeah. You already know that a person has issues.
Yeah, there's so something. So you're not trying
to talk to them, calm them down. You're just trying to say, don't come any closer to me.
Yeah, and he told his ex-wife, you know, get him in the car. No, we all get in the car. Like, why are you still sitting there talking? Well, and then his defense, maybe he's scared because Madison's somewhere in the house. But you called Madison's name and she didn't say nothing, so she ain't there in the house. But
Madison's dead. You gotta go. you gotta go now.
You know? And that's why I'm like, okay, I love how seeing how that loyalty lies, because I would be thinking the same thing, like, oh shit, they're not here. We gotta go. We tried. So
I called her twice.
I mean, we've seen it on The Walking Dead. They split up and they're like, okay, well, we're all out for ourselves now.
Who they left on The Walking Dead?
They left Andrea.
Andrea.
You know what? If you think about it, if Andrea never got left, she probably would have still been alive. Because if she never got left, she would have never met the governor. And then she would have, if she never met the governor, she would never have been dead.
Right. Right.
And they would have never left. They would have never lost the prison.
Right.
But then again, wouldn't have Michonne.
Yeah. But see, that's a ruse. That's a ruse of it. Mm-hmm. Ruse of surviving is I call you twice. I look around. Quick look around. I don't see you. I'm gone.
Right.
And,
I agree.
You know, and I will understand it. If you left me, I'm like, oh, okay, she called me twice. She's gone. Yeah,
she's gone. I would say the same thing. No need to die. All of us to die. Come on now.
Right.
That's just dumb. All right, so two more quick things is, what's up with Chris and Alicia? That's my big question. I don't know if necessarily it's a dislike, but it will be if they don't delve into it a little more. When Alicia was trying to get over the fence and the lady was trying to grab her and Chris helps her, and she elbows him. He's like, dang, I was just trying to help you, Alicia. I was trying to help you. Like, why was she being a bitch to him? Like, what has happened with them before? Have they dated? Did he have a crush? Did somebody have a crush? Or, like, there's something there.
It's just a lot of hate going on amongst the kids in this family.
Yeah. And that's one thing I like. Well, my stepsister, she was a lot younger, but there was no need to like hate or whatever. But I don't know. I don't see. There's definitely something there. I haven't seen Chris and Nick interact yet. It does look like Chris thinks he's above Nick because Nick has a drug addiction. But there's definitely something there with him and Alicia. I'm calling it now. I don't know if there was a love triangle or if it's what it is, but there's something there.
Maybe.
She was real pissed at him, like, for touching her. Like, don't touch me. Get off of me. I'm like, damn. You know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll bring it back up.
Okay. They better.
They did for a reason. And it better be a good reason.
Yeah, it better. Yeah. It better not be nothing stupid. He brought my pencil in first grade. Never gave it back. Something, you know, something like that. Last thing I wanted to say, and you can go and say something else if you had something, but Madison being a bitch to Travis, she was a bitch kind of like last week, but I shouldn't use the word bitch, but still, I wrote that down. She was kind of being like mean to Travis because, you know, when Travis is like, we have to stay here tonight, he's making sense. There's no need to leave right now in the safety of their house in the middle of the night. Let's leave in the morning. We can actually see what's going on. You know, zombie's not going to sneak up on you. You're not going to run out of gas in the middle of the night. I agreed with Travis's saying, let's just chill out for the night. But Madison was so rude. And she's like, well, fine, but you have to take care of Peter. Like, and Peter's the dead, of course, the dead body. Of course, she doesn't want that in her house. But I don't know. Did you have a problem the way she was talking to him?
Well, I'm starting to get used to Maddie's character.
Okay.
You know, we've seen her be rude like so many other times that this right here to really make a difference.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, with all those, I guess, dislikes and stuff I just didn't understand. I mean, I still appreciate them for what they're trying to do. I just felt like they were trying to get a forced reaction out of me.
Mm-hmm.
They was forcing stuff, doing stuff that we just won't do. And like I said before, that everybody has, a survival capability. Nobody wants their body to be harmed in no kind of way. So we're going to do whatever it takes, you know, not to put ourselves in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So by them having them do some straight Friday the 13th type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the cabin having sex when they get killed, or they're in the safe cabin, they want to run across here, swim in the lake. That just was crazy to me.
Oh, shoot. We missed like one of the biggest dislikes.
What's that?
Something stupid they did. Flashing those lights out the window, like drawing attention to themselves when they have their flashlight. It's like, what the hell? Like, come on. I mean, this is nothing scary here in real life, but like, if we hear something outside and we're trying to like spy or find out what's going on, we don't put a light on outside to let the people know we're spying on. We're like quiet
in a dark. We may turn all our lights off.
Yeah, let's turn lights on and spy on the neighbors. They're doing stuff. Something's going on out there. Whereas them, they're like having their flashlights drawing attention to themselves. So it's like, come on, that was just like, I don't know to blame the writing or the characters, but the characters are the writing. But I don't know. But I just thought I hate when the movies do that stupid stuff. Like, come on, no one would actually do that.
Like old school horror movie type stuff.
Right.
Like, I saw a little bit of Jason in there.
Yeah.
No, that's Jason. That's Friday the 13th, but a little bit of Halloween. I mean, we just see like the crazy stuff going on when, you know, pretty much they should have had it more realistic. I mean, I understand that it's zombies coming at you or the infected or whatever you want to call them, but still have it a little more realistic.
I agree. And now for my favorite part of the podcast, our awards.
Now, last week we gave the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award to
Tobias.
Now, Tobias deserved that award.
Yes.
Tobias was doing some cool shit with the butter knife. He wasn't playing.
We talked bad about him, but at the end, he still deserved it the most.
Yeah, he still stepped up.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes me want to reconsider the butter knife as being my main weapon.
You can have, I don't know, what's the thing that Daryl has? He has a bow and arrow type thing.
Bow. Yeah,
yeah, bow, and then Michonne has her...
her little sword.
Yeah. And then Rick just uses whatever damn well he pleases.
And I think if I'm going with the butter knife now. Tobias changed me.
I'm not. I think I'll go with Michonne's sword because that's like that will keep you the biggest distance away from the walkers or the infected.
I'm trying to get up close to a person like Tobias.
Not me.
And we were both wrong with the most likely to die award.
We gave it to Mrs. Salazar.
Well, I don't want to say most likely to die award because it's not really a
award.
It's not really, we're not really rewarding you, but the most likely to die, we gave it to
Mrs. Salazar.
And
she did not die.
She did not die. She broke a foot.
You know, because a broken foot is almost like a broken back or something in this universe. You know, you can't walk, you can't run. What's gonna happen?
She would have got left by me. All right, she's already dead. She's dead.
No. I mean, I can see them not leaving her now. Season 2, season 3, if they're running away from a herd, yeah, they're going to have, I mean, not to be mean, but they have to leave her. They're going to die trying, you know? Yeah. It's not like she's a baby they can carry her, a little kid they can carry. So, yeah. She's a grown woman. They're not going to be able to carry her for long.
They're going to try to. That's his wife. He love her.
Of course.
He's going to. But I gave the award to Madison. Because Madison, you know, she did a lot of suspect type stuff. She did a lot of suspect behavior. Like, she almost got killed by, what was Kevin?
Calvin. Well, that was episode 1.
Yep, Calvin episode 1.
And then the principal episode 2.
It's like she didn't learn her lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But in this episode, she really stepped up.
Yeah,
she wasn't playing that.
Shit.
You know, she's trying to keep everybody away from them. You know, it's like she built a tough skin real quick.
Yeah.
But I guess almost dying would do that to you.
Yeah, because she was willing to kill the neighbor.
Yeah.
Until Travis talked her down.
Right. So, you know, I guess she's in survivor mode. So I could never get that award to her again because I see her now out surviving everybody.
That's so funny because when we did our awards for this episode, I had her as my most likely to die. And then
I think you don't like her character. You were the most likely to kill her off.
Well, and then I scratched it out and I changed it, and I'll talk about that when we get to it. So, all right. So who do you have this week for I Ain't Fearing Shit?
I mean, come on, man. I have who everybody should have.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Salazar.
Yep. We agree. That's who I have too. I mean,
Daniel Salazar was badass this episode.
He was very badass.
You know, he took the shotgun from her and just shot him twice.
You know,
and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not the scariest person,
mm-hmm.
but if I would have shot him one time and it didn't work, I would have dropped the gun and ran.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah. Like, you know, you like, see
oh,
people.
This don't work. I'm gone.
When people in the scary movies and they drop the gun, like, why'd you drop the gun? Or why'd you throw that? You know, but that would scare the shit out of me.
That would scare me.
Yeah. I'm like, oops, gotta go. Definitely.
I'd be
gone.
If I shot him and it just blew his face off and he turned around and still look at me,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, he can't be killed. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
But same Daniel, thing. He took another step in and shot him again.
Boom.
Killed him.
Loved it. I mean, Daniel did some things that got on my nerves, not wanting to go with Travis and his family.
Well, the reason is, like you said, that he said they were weak.
Mm-hmm.
And when you in survival mode and trying to make moves, you don't want to be around weak people.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around people who have your back. You don't want to be saving people all the time. I shouldn't be the one with shot. I mean, these are grown people. I can see if he was with a group of kids, yeah, he wouldn't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But these are grown adults that he probably feel like, man, if they stick with us, they're gonna get us killed.
Okay.
And like when his wife said they're good people, he said good people are always the first to die.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry, I know we're on our awards, but I literally just thought of something when we're talking about Daniel shooting that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniel shot that guy, there was all that commotion, but the next morning when Travis saw the neighbor taking out the trash. Like, why is he taking out the trash? You didn't hear all those shotguns last night? Like, your own neighbor? I don't know.
He probably did, because remember he took out the trash, he kind of looked over there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He gave her that look like, I mean, what would you do if you heard a shot go off in your neighbor's house and you come outside the next morning to try to be trying to look, mm-hmm. and your neighbor looking at you? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're probably like, damn, he done killed his wife.
Yeah. I mean, I was just surprised. Like, I guess the police house. Were too busy to come. And yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, maybe that's why the neighbor was looking at him weird, because he's like, I heard the shotgun going off last night.
Yeah, he heard all the commotion.
Okay. I'll give it to him. I'll give him that. Yeah, so mine was Daniel as well. And then now for our most likely to die.
And, you know, I can't say who's the most likely to die. This one, because I mean, I gave it to Mrs. Salazar because she's already dead. I feel her leg broke, but that's just being mean. I mean, I think we probably have our group right here.
Okay, well, I gave my most likely to die to Travis.
I mean, yeah, he has suspect behavior.
I like Travis. I do. I have no problem with Travis. I think he's reacting the way anyone would react in this type of situation. I mean, he says, you know what he say? You know how I feel about guns. And I'm like, dude, Travis, I don't like guns either, but you better be sure to know that I would be loaded up on them if the apocalypse happened. You know, if something got real, I'd be like a gun enthusiast then. But there was just some foreshadowing here, which is why I think he's going to die. When he told Madison, you're never going to lose me. I will never leave you again. Those are just like dying words right there. And then even when Liza and Madison were having their conversation, and Madison's like, you know, if this ever happens to me, you make sure you take care of it. Don't let Travis do it. You know, that would hurt. That would just break him. And I was thinking, it's going to be the opposite. It's not going to happen to you, Madison. It's going to happen to Travis. And either you or Liza is going to actually have to be the ones to take care of it. So, I don't know. I might be overthinking it, but I just have a feeling that Travis is going to die. And then, not only that, I also feel that way because, you know, we have such a strong male leader in The Walking Dead with Rick. And, you know, Carol has stepped up and she's awesome, but I just have a feeling that Fear the Walking Dead will be like, let's do it opposite. Instead of having a man be that leader, let's have a female. And we, like you said, Madison is growing thicker skin. So she may be like the leader, and then Nick can be kind of like the Daryl of the group. I don't know, but we'll see. I just have a feeling
Travis is... I don't think I'll trust Nick to be the Daryl of the group.
Really?
Yeah.
Nick has some good instincts, you know, because he's already on Survival Instinct. He has that survival
move. Well, you know, he always on Survival Instinct,
right?
You know, like, you saw him breaking in his neighbor's house. If I was a thief, I'd be on Survival Instincts also.
Yeah, but that's kind of like how Daryl is, you know. Daryl, this is life for him in the woods.
Well, actually, it wasn't.
No, remember Daryl, he was like a survivor. Remember his dad used to beat him, the brother?
Well, yeah, but he said that he really didn't do all that stuff. You know, he just lived a normal life before the apocalypse. I mean, besides his brother beating him up all the time and his father.
I don't know, because Daryl knows how to track and everything. I always thought he kind of lived that, like, you know, lifestyle. But who knows? But yeah, so who did you give it to, the most likely to die?
Like I said, I can't really...
Oh, you said Mrs. Salazar.
I said I think that she's already, but I don't want to give it to anybody.
Okay.
I really think we have our group.
Okay.
I really think this is it.
Well, we shall see.
Well, now I want to get into some conversations on social media.
Okay.
We already discussed this one right here. Now, this came from Lakeisha Ryan last night. And she says, these people are so stupid it hurts. Why would you leave your house door open in hopes that your neighbors possibly have a gun? Turn off your lights, close your blinds, don't stand in front of the window with a flashlight, and above all, close your freaking door.
I agree.
And I think we already discussed this.
Yes.
And I agree. And I'm glad I'm not the only one who thought that.
Right.
I'm not the only scary person out there.
Yeah.
That's just not leaving the house.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if that's survival mode, that's just scary. Or it could be the same.
Call it what you want to call it.
Now, we brought this up, and I think that you made this point a couple of times. All right, this comes from a T. Kirk. It says, I guess a lot of people were complaining about the show. It says, why complain, turn the channel, blah, blah. I thought tonight's episode was epic. Everyone believes things will go back to normal. They have no idea.
Right.
And I agree with her. I guess that's what keeps the show exciting. That's what keeps us going, that these people think it's going to go back to normal. Mm-hmm. And they just don't know. Terminus. What's the name of the place?
Terminus.
They don't know Terminus is about to happen.
Right.
You know, all these other places about to pop up.
Yeah. Because even when the military comes, Travis is like, oh, wow, you know, the cavalry's come. You know, they'll take care of everything. It's like, no, dude, y'all better still pack your bags and y'all still better leave to the desert.
Right. And in fact, I'm glad you said that, because this was the next comment. This came from our caster author. Did I just hear the father say the police will sort things out, knowing what he's just seen? I realize the show has been renewed, but I can't take this anymore. I don't like having my intelligence assaulted, and this show is doing just that. I wait for The Walking Dead in 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah, and that's not the first time I heard that as well. I know there's more Walking Dead fans than there are Fear the Walking Dead, and it might just be hard for some people to see, like you said, that quote-unquote or typical, stereotypical scary movie action. You know, we're kind of over that. That was kind of like the 80s, 90s, maybe even 70s type of thing.
Right.
But we expect people to be smarter. Don't do those stupid stuff. It does insult your intelligence.
Right, right.
Okay, well, that was fun hearing from some different people on social media.
I can't say I dislike this episode, but as much as this episode right here rubbed me the wrong way, I'm still looking forward to the next episode.
I was not going to say the same thing. I love the episode. I had a lot of likes, but it maybe because it's new and you can't really expect it to yet. But like when Walking Dead comes off, I cannot wait for the next episode. You know, I'm excited. I cannot wait. A week seems so long. Whereas this did seem long. Those 2 weeks wait, I was kind of pissed off about that. I'm like, damn, why are they making this wait 2 weeks? But right now, I'm okay. I'm like, yeah, it'll come on in a week. Like, I'm not super excited. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait till the next episode. I'm just like, cool. I'm excited. But it's not that same feeling I get with Walking Dead. But right. At the same time, I have 5 years invested in Walking Dead, 5 seasons. To love these characters, want to know what's going on. You know, are people going to turn on Rick? What's going to happen? What's up with Carl? But, you know, or Morgan coming back. But where them, it's kind of like there's no one I'm invested in yet. 100%. Well, Nick, I'm kind of invested in Nick. Don't let nothing happen to Nick. That's the only one I say don't let nothing happen to, because he's gone through so much already. You know, to go through withdrawals and then die.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Already lived a hard knock life.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I still like the show. I do like it. I plan on watching it as long as it's on air.
All right. Okay.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you guys write us in.
Yeah, if you want to add to me and Nicole's discussion tonight, we're on Facebook, The Verdict's In, on Twitter, The Verdict's In, and just leave a comment and me and Nicole will get back right back to you.
Right. Well, thank you so much for listening. You guys have a good night. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.